Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel has always been one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, as a composer, when I was in graduate school, it is one of the first major religious compositions that I attempted, beginning with the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," over and over again. But after all of the years that I have known this text, studied this text, prayed with this text, preached on this text, what jumps out to me more this year than ever before is the end of the gospel where Jesus answers Thomas and says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And I have always read that as one long or short sentence with those three words. But tonight, these days, this year, I am reading it differently and landing squarely on the three words, the way, the truth, and the life. As I've meditated on them this year and thought about them individually, it has helped me to focus more on how significant each word itself is. When I think of Jesus as the way, I think it has to do with the person of Jesus, with knowledge of Jesus, with my engagement with Jesus, and my relationship with Jesus. He is the way. He is the porthole. He is the path, the gate, the door. He is the entrance to God. He even said that somewhat in the last Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter from John's Gospel, where he called himself the gate. "I am the gate through which the sheep come in." Jesus is the entrance to God. And as such, as our entrance, what could be more important than our personal relationship with this Jesus? I remember a story that I've said before on this preaching about my mother before she died, starting to cry and asking me if Jesus had not been good to us. "Wasn't Jesus good to us?" she said. And when I said yes, through her tears, she asked, "Do you think we've thanked him enough?" How important, she taught me and my brothers, how important a personal relationship with Jesus is. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the entrance to God. Where am I in my friendship with Jesus? The second word, of course, is truth. I am the truth. And when I hear that word, I start thinking immediately of the truth of Jesus' word. My engaging the word. How I love that as a Dominican. And for me, it implies a humble listening, a humble seeking, a relentless searching, all pointing toward an active hunger that can only be satisfied in my engagement with that word regularly and by my entering into the contemplation needed to even come close to touching the truth. Finally, he says, "I am the life." I think immediately his incredible humanity. What he thought, what he said, what he did, how he acted, how he loved and laughed and cried, his total humanness, the humanity of his earthly being. If he is the life, and we are engaged with him, then our lives must be lived as his life. We are the ones who think as he thought. We do as he did and say what he said. We act, we love, we laugh and cry as he did. We comfort and empathize and forgive as he did. We hold and embrace just as he did. His life becomes our life. By going through Jesus, by engaging Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, we are taking on the identity of God. We are actually taking on the identity of God. I have heard that sentence all my life. I have preached on it so many times I can't even count. I have heard this gospel over and over again. But tonight, the words individually are striking me like they've never struck me before. Maybe it's my age. Engaging Jesus, we not only observe him as the way, we become a significant part of the way ourselves. Engaging Jesus, we not only learn the truth from him, we become truth ourselves. Engaging Jesus, we not only witness his life, we become his life with him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us engage him more fully today than ever before and discover not only Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, but ourselves as well. Ourselves as the way, the truth, and the life. Why? Because we are truly, truly the body of Christ.